Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:14, Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan and Austin Price on a Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for having us on today. We do appreciate that. Escambia deputies pretty busy this afternoon working on a warrant for the arrest of a man who shot another person on Monday. Deputies say the 2:30 p.m. shooting happened in the parking lot of McDonald's over on Blue Angel Parkway. Eyewitnesses say two men were talking, then one of them pulled out the gun and started shooting. That victim showed up at a local hospital with a gunshot wound to the leg. Here's the good part. His injuries are non-life-threatening.
Yes, that absolutely is.
Couple of knuckleheads in the parking lot.
Man, you know, I've got a story later this hour that we can touch on. And it does. It goes to prove that some people will shoot you over anything. And it is. It's a scary thing to think about. But first, let me try to ease your mind with some easygoing traffic and weather together. This Traffic and Weather Together update brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Again, that is progressive.com/careers. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. When we left off, we did have some minor backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing through the Windhaven Beach area. And it has proceeded to decrease a little bit more, but it's still some mild congestion in that area. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 72 degrees right now. The low officially listed as 48 may not get quite that cold tonight, but nonetheless, it's going to get significantly colder throughout this evening with some showers coming down especially. Tomorrow, though, no rain in sight. It's going to be getting increasingly sunny, high of 56, low of 39.
Okay, so 616.
There you go, my friend.
Jeez, man, where
we got there.
616, News Radio 92.3. Where was that one from? We were talking about bail and bad guys doing crazy things here. Bail being denied for the suspect taken into custody Monday in that fatal NYC shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Well, here's a report coming in from a Pennsylvania courtroom. Here's Fox.
Luigi Mangione came out in an orange jumpsuit and he had his arms and his legs shackled. He sat at the desk before he was accompanied by his now defense attorney, Thomas M. Dickey. The first time we've seen him, we don't know if he was appointed by the court or by Luigi Mangione, but he showed up there and the judge gave them a couple of minutes to discuss this case one-on-one quietly. We couldn't hear what they were talking about. And then at that point, this hearing began. And the big news is, he is not waiving extradition. That means that he is protesting this extradition to New York City, which means that this could take about 30 to 45 days before he is ultimately sent to New York City.
And the Supreme Court likely weakening an important environmental law after justices heard the case today. The majority conservative justices implied they support limiting the scope of which environmental impact should be considered when the government makes decisions. But Justice Brett Kavanaugh said the courts have taken an overly aggressive role in these decisions and that this could have major implications in projects involving oil and gas drilling, mining, pipelines, highways, and more. So, Chris, I said earlier this afternoon and back in the 4 o'clock hour, you're kind of an environmental guy. So that could be indirectly, at least, a pretty heavy movement there by the Supreme Court justices.
Man, sure. Worth watching. That's for sure. Escambia County receiving three new offers for the OLF 8 property on Nine Mile Road. Do you believe this? We've been through so many. Well, I think this makes the 12th offer change or so. From the numbers. Let me give you the new ones. Ryan Bell and Beulah Ranch have submitted a $30 million offer for the entire 540 acres. Fred Hemmer, Beulah Town Center, offering $42.5 million. That's for the entirety of the property. And Chad Henderson and Tri-W Associates are seeking an option to purchase the entire parcel for $40 million. Escambia commissioners expected to discuss the latest offers at a meeting later this week. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, we've heard a lot of offers and a lot of numbers.
My goodness.
So kind of rattling my brain here.
You go, okay, all right. We'll wait a few weeks here and get another one.
And the Attorney General for New York will not drop the civil fraud case against President-elect Trump. Letitia James said that she's waiting for an appeals court decision, arguing presidents are not immune from civil litigation. Trump was found guilty of inflating the value of several properties in order to get more favorable loans and was ordered to pay $454 million in fines. An appeals court has ended indicated it's open to reversing the decision against Trump.
Okay, so there you are driving down Highway 98 headed eastbound. You've just gone through like Holly Navarre. You're getting close to Hurlburt on that side. And all of a sudden, boom, boom, you hear these big booms. Don't be startled. Eglin is conducting nighttime training at the base. This will be going on through Thursday. Residents in the area could potentially hear those loud booms, something we all call the sound of freedom around here. They're being dropped from the 58th and 60th fighter squadrons. Those aircraft will conduct missions right now between 5:30 and 7:30 this evening.
All right, 6:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, you know, Chris, I had mentioned to you that I had a story regarding a very upsetting story regarding a man shooting and killing someone and the details behind it. And it just goes to show that people will shoot you over anything. And it's just a very nonsensical and very avoidable conflict. We got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Join Don from Ashna Navant Health 65 Plus Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, where she is sharing information on the Ashna Navant Health 65 Plus care model for seniors and how this is different from a primary care visit. Tune in to call in or text your questions for Don to 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for, harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet, or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep, the Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,450. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
Pensacola Little Theater is thrilled to bring to you the timeless tale of A Christmas Story, December 12th through the 22nd. Join us as we follow young Ralphie Park's heartwarming and adventurous quest for a Red Ryder BB gun in 1940s Indiana. Against the backdrop of the holiday season, Ralphie faces the classic childhood challenges of bullies and family dynamics, all while holding on to his Christmas wish. Secure your tickets for this highly anticipated show either online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or by visiting the PLT box office.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Clark Merritt at the Port of Pensacola wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, I'm Kirk Waters from Avalon HR. We want to wish all our friends in the Pensacola area a very happy holiday season.
Hey, this is Terrence Gross from Gross & Schuster wishing everybody a happy holiday season.
This is Darren Costello, Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, 8190 West Fairfield Drive, Pensacola, Florida, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. AC/DC?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Bryan, AC/DC. Austin Price. Tuesday after.
So they're wedged between us now.
That's way good. The big hair. You know, I remember everybody had big hair back in the 80s.
Yeah. That, like hair bands.
Oh, hair man. Would you pass me the hairspray? Come here. Give me that hairspray. Anyway, AC/DC. All right. Angus sounded good tonight. Just thought I'd pass that on for you. Thinking about stealing holiday packages off porches? Ever thought about that?
No, actually, I have not. I'm a good person.
Yeah, me too. Penalties for porch piracy just got a whole lot worse this year in Florida thanks to a new law. Thieves now face a third-degree felony if they steal between $40 and $750. The law creates new offenses, including a second-degree felony if they use social media to solicit others to help. Hey, how about helping me on this one? No.
Yeah.
No.
It's that simple.
Not going to do that. How do you think the press has reacted to... did you see... President Trump's interview on NBC, Meet the Press. Did you get a chance?
I did not, actually.
Pretty interesting. Pretty darn interesting. Well, how did the rest of the world and the press take a look at it? Fox is all over the story.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
What was good about Kristen Welker's Meet the Press interview with Donald Trump was a half dozen follow-up questions on each major topic. So Trump said he's going to deport 11 million illegal immigrants, but said he's willing to make a deal on the Dreamers. He later called her questions nasty. It reminded me of both of my interviews with Donald Trump this year. He was serious, he was sharp, he was focused, and he had one major misstep where he couldn't help himself. He said members of the House January 6th committee should be jailed. And that, of course, let everybody lead with that. This is in the Constitution because of Alexander Hamilton, who argued in the Federalist Papers, 1788, that it would help a president calm things down by pardoning, as George Washington did, an entire class of people, as in the Whiskey Rebellion. But George Mason said it would allow a president to cover up his own crimes. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
All righty, just past 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Only had some problems on Navarre Parkway if you were traveling westbound, passing through the Windhaven Beach area, but that has seemingly cleared out almost entirely, so shouldn't be much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, 72 degrees, low of 48 degrees officially, maybe a little bit warmer than that, but still cool, especially with the rainfall coming down this evening. But as we head into your Wednesday, no rain, high of 56, low of 39.
Not bad, 72 degrees in December. Ah, gotta love it. Okay, yeah. New class of artists are awarded the Kennedy Center Honors, and Michelle Polino lets us know what happened.
Kennedy Center Honors was held Sunday with Queen Latifah as host. This year's ceremony honorees included filmmaker Francis Ford Coppola, jazz trumpeter Arturo Sandoval, and musician Bonnie Raitt, with Latifah and Sheryl Crow performing Raitt's classic songs, while also honoring the legendary Apollo Theater, which launched a generation of Black artists, including Dave Chappelle, who was on hand to take part in the tribute, and the rock legends Grateful Dead. Actors and longtime Deadheads Miles Teller and Chloe Sevigny paid tribute to the band alongside talk show host David Letterman. The annual gala at the John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts will air on CBS December 22nd. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right, and mentioned this before the break. More details now being released after a Florida man allegedly shot and killed his father and wounded his mother over the weekend. 23-year-old Joseph Voigt allegedly shot his father multiple times Saturday night after being told to stop playing video games and get a job. Voigt was arrested while driving around 2 o'clock Sunday morning, hours after the shooting, and his mother is still in critical condition after suffering a gunshot wound to the head. So he killed one parent, critically injured another, because he was told to stop playing games and get a job?
Like, get a job. Just get a job.
I mean, it's just, oh my gosh, imbeciles.
Okay, while we're talking about games, I'm gonna lighten it up here. You've taken it to the bowels of the program.
I said it was an upsetting and avoidable situation.
Okay, the checks are on the way from Epic Games after the gaming giant agreed to pay over whatever $500 million to settle with players and their parents over complaints of privacy violations and payment irregularities.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with this case?
I want to say I've heard about it. Yeah, I know Epic Games has been in a couple of issues.
Okay, Fox has the details.
The FTC announced Fortnite's maker, Epic Games, was sending over 600,000 payments to those who submitted claims, which could be cashed up to 90 days later, depending on how you receive the refund. People who are eligible for these payouts include Fortnite players who were charged between January 2017 and September 2022 for items they didn't want or saw their account locked after complaining to a credit card company about the charges, as well as parents whose child made charges on their credit cards without their knowledge from January 2018 through November of 2018. Impacted players who haven't signed up yet, check the FTC's website on how to sign up for part of the settlement. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
Yeah, I wonder how much my kids ran up. My son, Tyler, went on a cruise one time.
Yeah.
Ran up a bill of, I'm not joking with you, $800.
How?
I gave him his pass. It's a pass. It's called a C-Pass. It looks like a credit card. And you can just swipe it and do whatever you want. My fault as a parent. I really didn't clue him in. He was pretty too young probably to have it himself. So at the end of the cruise, I get the bill and going, oh, my fault. I can't blame the kid. I mean, he didn't know. He doesn't know the value of this stuff. He's just playing games.
Oh, jeez. Anyway, $800 on games.
Huh? Tyler learned the lesson. I learned the lesson. Heck with Tyler. I'm the one who learned the lesson.
Yeah, that don't trust my son with money.
Absolutely. don't give him a C card or C pass, whatever it's called.
Oh, my goodness.
It's true. That's a true story.
Speaking of games, we do have some sports coming up. Right here after the Fox News break on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City last week, makes his first court appearance after his arrest in Altoona, Pennsylvania on Monday. Defense lawyer Thomas Dickey.
Any charges that we've seen thus far have been the ones here in Pennsylvania, and we have pled not guilty to those charges.
Mangione is charged in PA with weapons possession, forgery, and other counts. Dickey says his client will fight extradition to New York. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth continues to meet with senators on Capitol Hill, including moderate Republican Susan Collins of Maine, tomorrow. Fox's Aisha Hosni reports.
Collins tells Fox News that she is going to ask Hegseth about Ukraine, sexual assault in the military, women in combat, and the allegations that have been lodged against him.
Hegseth denies accusations of sexual misconduct and heavy drinking. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen with your money now. Stocks were lower today on Wall Street as traders digest an impressive year-end rally to record levels while also awaiting a new batch of U.S. inflation data set to release this week. The Dow finished dropping 154 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were also down 17 and 49 points, respectively. Shares of GameStop were up more than 8% in extended trading after the video game retailer reported a surprise third-quarter profit despite falling sales. GameStop, the original meme stock, posted third-quarter sales of $860 million. The average estimate of two analysts surveyed by FactSet was $888 million. Shares of designer brands reversed early losses to trade up nearly 2% today as the parent to DSW Shoes saw its latest earnings fall short of estimates. U.S. crude oil futures for January down slightly above $68 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. A.J. Brown clearly wasn't happy with Jalen Hurts after the Eagles' victory on Sunday against the Panthers. And Brandon Graham didn't help that situation when he talked about it on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The Eagles have a Super Bowl-caliber roster, and now Nick Sirianni needs to put his foot down and nip whatever is happening in the bud, because if he doesn't, it will prevent the Eagles from winning it all. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football time at BetMGM. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, original bets, and the best daily promotions in the business. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older, new customer offer. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the proposed tech, text, and blogging policy for Escambia County commissioners. Also talked about Trump's interview with Kristen Welkert, his views on birthright citizenship and participation in NATO. Sheriff Chip Simmons joined us, and we talked about a bunch of things with him, including the proposed open carry eliminating red flags law. And should graduates decorate the mortar boards they wear for commencement? You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
A couple of the superlatives that we've had this past year, number four safest city in the United States. A huge thank you to our Pensacola Police Department for that. A huge round of applause deserved.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves delivered the State of the City address, and News Radio covered it live.
We've got to find housing affordability at every income level, from homeless and homeless transitional all the way to market rate.
News. News. It's what we do. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price, and we are rocking it this afternoon. Def Leppard.
AC/DC to Def Leppard. Quite a handoff.
Pass the hairspray, man.
Yeah, that one, man. That one's a great example of that. Yeah.
Hey, what'd you think about that football game, the NFL game last night? Of course, it was Cincinnati and Dallas, and Cincinnati pulled out a squeaker, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a more competitive game than I thought. I said last hour, I don't think I gave Dallas enough credit, but I do think what we talked about yesterday, Chris, with the whole Cincinnati just having a superior offense, I think that was the prime difference maker.
Well, Fox's Bob Martale joins us and has more on the game.
Cincinnati took advantage of a Dallas mental blunder to knock off the Cowboys 27-20. Late in the fourth quarter, Dallas blocked a Cincinnati punt on a 4th and 27 situation, but Cowboys special team player Amani Oruwariye mishandled the ball and the Bengals recovered. Moments later, Joe Burrow found Ja'Marr Chase on a 40-yard TD with 1:01 left to give Cincinnati the lead for good. Chase caught 14 passes for 177 yards and 2 scores. Burrow was 33 of 44 passing for 369 yards and 3 TDs. Dallas fell to 1-6 at home this season. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
Yeah, offensive errors and that blunder that he was talking about. I think that's a better way to summarize it.
I do too. Absolutely. But a lot of drop balls.
Well, and both teams 5-8, they have got to be in the running for two of the most. I don't even know if there is a third, unless I'm drawing a blank here. They've got to be two of the most disappointing teams in the league this year.
Don't you think San Francisco falls into that category?
Yes, they're another one. They're a third.
I mean, really?
Absolutely, they are.
Oh, my gosh. They are. What happened? And I don't like San Francisco, period.
It's just confusion, yeah.
Rams playing San Francisco in Thursday night's prime game.
Yeah.
That'll be coming up here.
No, you saying, hey, listen, even as a hater, I got to be like, San Francisco, what's going on? It's the same thing. I saw people who were gunning for Florida State or rivals of Florida State. They saw them losing all these games, and it was like, okay, man, this isn't even funny anymore. Like, what's your problem?
Right. Here's something you can do to help out this weekend. Got some time on your hands, maybe Saturday. Here you go. Weekend volunteers are needed to work to honor service members this holiday season. Wreaths across America. Placing thousands of wreaths at headstones at veterans' headstones in cemeteries across the country, including Barrancas National Cemetery right here at NAS Pensacola. You are needed, volunteers, to help place those wreaths on the headstones, and it's going to be happening Saturday morning.
All right. And mentioned this, I think, back in the 4 o'clock hour. The talks between UNC and former New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick were heating up today. Had some of the rumor mill swirling a bit. The NFL legend allegedly provided the university with what is being called an organizational Bible or something like that of extensive details regarding their potential transactions. So some sort of like payment structure or whatever else. Well, there are other rumors swirling, so you can't really dictate what's going to happen and when. UNC yet to make an official call, so nothing is certain, but a more concrete verdict is expected perhaps sometime later this week.
Okay, it's back on the road for the Ice Flyers. I got it straight here. Quad City both nights, Friday, Saturday night. They come back here on the 21st or something to that date, back at home. They've been away a lot recently. And I'm talking about the Ice Flyers, who I'm talking about. So I can't wait for the good guys to come back home. That should happen not this week, but midweek or next week, next weekend. I think it's the 21st, or it could be the 20th. Anyway, not this Friday. Now, don't get confused. Not this Friday. The following Friday. Two Fridays away.
All righty. 640 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Wanted to touch on this. Maybe, you know, you're looking at some of the stuff going on here. With this holiday shopping, shipping and handling, if you're an online shopper like myself, sometimes even the wrapping paper feels a bit pricey these days. But if you're hoping for some extra money for the holidays, tonight's Mega Millions jackpot has ballooned to at least $619 million. The cash option on that works out to just shy of $298 million.
Yeah, I was kind of blown away when Powerball got one earlier. That dropped back down to, and you're going, oh, that's nothing. I don't know about that. $30 million. $14.5 million.
Pocket change.
That's $14.5 million out the door for that one. They make the drawing tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, for Powerball. If you're playing the games, play them wisely, and good luck to you.
Absolutely. And the widely successful National Cinema Day that featured discounted movie tickets will return next year. We mentioned this late last hour, and Chris, I don't know if you're familiar with this. I, for one, was not. The Cinema Foundation announced the initiative will be rebranded as At the Movies and will be held quarterly. It will kick off January 19th with National Popcorn Day, followed by Sneak Peek Saturday on April 19th, then Date Night at the Movies on August 15th, and Family Day at the Movies on November 9th. Movie theaters will offer different promotions for each date, and more than 8 million people visited theaters for each of the first two National Cinema Days in 2022 and 2023 that offered tickets for as cheap as $3.
That's incredible.
It is, because I'm not much of a moviegoer, but I have gone to movies enough to know that it is a ripoff typically.
Yeah, it really is. A lot of bucks involved, you know. $3, that sounds about right.
Yeah, that sounds like what it should
sure
be.
Sure, sounds about right. Hey, be prepared to pay more this holiday season as shipping prices higher than last year. Oh boy, it's important not to wait too much longer here. Your dates are clicking here. Here are some of the key shopping deadlines just to ensure those gifts arrive by Christmas Eve. December 13th is the deadline to ship using FedEx Ground Economy. December 18th is the cutoff for USPS Ground Advantage service. Now here's some December 19th dates, the 19th last day for USPS Priority Mail service, and also it is the last day for UPS 3-day select. And if you're doing the UPS side of the equation, especially for your ground deadlines, the company encourages you to check directly with UPS. Mm. They can give you a firmer arrival date. So you won't be surprised. Oh, the package didn't arrive. I told you it wasn't going to arrive in time. So anyway, that'll clear a lot of discrepancies if you have to do UPS.
Okay. 6:43 here. Mentioned just back in the 4 o'clock hour, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposing protections for the monarch butterfly. If you don't know what a monarch butterfly is, first of all, get out from the rock you're under. Second of all, it's the orange and black butterfly. It is the standard butterfly that you think of when you hear the name. The western population has declined 95%, while the eastern population has declined by 80%. The western population has a 99% chance of extinction by 2080 at this current rate. Fish and Wildlife encouraging the public to be part of the recovery. Public comments can be made on the proposal through March 12th.
Okay, I want to say thank you for your service. We're talking to vets and active service personnel, and I always like to touch on military stories because we have a beautiful military community here in Northwest Florida. Military leaders are discussing some of the U.S.'s biggest priorities. And Kevin Urinsky has more in this Securing America.
Securing America.
At the recent Reagan National Defense Forum, one of the panels focused on America's national defense strategy. General Eric Smith, the commandant of the Marines, described the constant mindset of American troops.
I treat every day as if it were the last day of peace, that tomorrow's the day we're going to war.
The leaders also discussed China, that country's military buildup, and its stated intent to someday re-annex Taiwan. Indo-Pacific Commander Admiral Samuel Paparo on what it would mean if we were to come to Taiwan's aid if such an instance occurred.
I remain confident that we'd prevail in a conflict with the PRC over Taiwan. And in fact, the PRC also doubts their own ability.
General Smith added, it's easy to talk, but much harder to fight.
When you actually have to go toe-to-toe and go in harm's way.
Something he says America has a lot more experience doing. Kevin Uritsky, Fox News.
6:45 on the dot as I'm speaking to you. So we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. It's looking pretty clear out here, as it typically does this time every evening. Thank you for staying safe out there this damper Tuesday. Speaking of the dampness, we got some light rain throughout this evening, 72 degrees right now. The low is going to get significantly cooler than that, though. 80% chance of showers throughout the night as we get into Wednesday. Going to be a beautiful day. High of 56, low of 39, and it's going to be increasingly sunny. No rain in sight.
Okay, this holiday season, here's something you can do that's really nice. Invite a furry friend into their home, into your home there. For the holidays, Santa Rosa Animal Services, home for the holidays, offering a short-term foster program Christmas option now in effect. It will become in effect here on the 16th of December through January 6th. You can take a pet home with you for the holidays time. Kind of a test drive. Test drive the little furry monster, you know. And also, while you're at it, it's very important to microchip your animals, especially the doggies, in case you get lost. Got to be able to find them. Friends of Santa Rosa Animal Shelter is partnering with local fire departments to help reunite owners with their furry friends during and using microchip readers. So they're encouraging. And where do you get the, if you want to get them read, the animals read, you can go to any of the SRC fire departments. They have this screening service for microchips between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. 7 days a week. So that can help you out. I encourage you, microchip your dogs.
Oh, of course. But you talking about, you know, as you said, just kind of take a test drive, you know, with these animals. I think it's wholesome to give animals a good holiday season that they'll remember. But golly, I personally, I don't know if I could do that if I did not have a true intention to buy the animal.
You're probably right.
Because this dog that we just got, my mother wanted it, and you know we forked over some cash, got it from a breeder, I guess. And oh my goodness, it was the dog has been hell in a bucket for starters, but very fun, very smile, all smiles, just very eager, loves everybody. I could not spend time with him and then say, all right, you know, well, this was fun. Bye-bye now. Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Let me shift gears with you. We're talking dogs now. Let me go up a little bit of size on you. Let's talk some horses real quick.
Yeah, just a little bit of size.
Fox's Jill Nato reports on one man's heroic ride to promote horse adoption. And this take a pause.
Take a pause.
Horse trainer Jack Harvath just rode a horse from Utah to the East Coast and back.
Don't be afraid to do whatever you got, whatever your dream is. If you're afraid to do it, it's probably because it's worth doing.
He set out on the Year of the Mustang project to let people know about the wild horses up for adoption by the Bureau of Land Management.
I wanted to make my trip about getting more people to see these horses the way that I do. And we have traveled from right here in Heber City, Utah, all the way to the Atlantic Ocean in New Jersey. And then we rode all the way back, passing through 25 states.
Harvath rode out on his pal, Bella, and had two more horses carrying gear across the Great Plains through mountains and New York City.
It's been cool to be able to be people's first experience with wild horses, or at least to be able to share more than they already know about them.
Want to know more about horses available from the Bureau of Land Management? Do a search on BLM, Wild Horse, and Burro Adoption. Take paws, or a hoof. Jill Nato, Fox News.
All right.
That was a little news humor.
Yeah, absolutely. We do a little bit of that. How am I supposed to judge? All right, around this time every hour, we do Wall Street numbers. Yes. Well, stocks closing lower as investors await key inflation data. Stocks fell with Oracle shares down more than 7% as quarterly results missed estimates. Treasury yields rose ahead of Wednesday's CPI data. And, of course, we heard about a federal judge blocking the pending $25 billion merger of grocery chains Kroger and Albertsons in an afternoon ruling. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 154 points to 44,247. The S&P 500 lost 18 points to 60,034. And the NASDAQ dropped 49 points to 19,687.
Okay, 649, News Radio 92.3. This holiday season, you were talking about finances and throwing some big numbers out there. This season, of course, it's a time for joy, family, and celebration. But it can also wreak havoc on your finances. Here's a few tips to help you enjoy the holidays without blowing up that budget. First step is to establish clear spending limits. And don't forget, one of the simplest yet most effective ways to avoid overspending is just simply pay with cash.
That is true.
That'll help you out.
The first trailer for 28 Years Later being released, the third installment in the 28 Days Later franchise, will be the first in a trilogy of new films. The cast includes Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Jodie Comer, and Ralph Fiennes. 28 Years Later hits theaters on June 20th. Have you ever seen any movies from that franchise?
I haven't.
I have not either. I was kind of hoping to get more from that, but we got the cast and we got that it releases on June 20th. So, man, just to ease my curiosity, I might have to make a stop by the Ridge and hopefully... We got some of those $3 tickets swirling around.
Is that the motivating factor there?
Depending on when those National Cinema Days are, yes, absolutely.
Okay, I am an environmentalist, and I do appreciate a clean environment here. So I want to pass this story along to you.
Okay.
There is hope. Let me just frame it as that. There's hope here.
All right.
Many household cleaning products will soon undergo a reformulation. This is very important. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. The Environmental Protection Agency bans two toxic chemicals used in many cleaning products due to serious health risks. The government agency says two solvents, known as PERC and TCE, are linked to various cancers and other illnesses. TCE, or trichloroethylene, is a toxic chemical used in cleaners, spot removers, lubricants, and glue. It's known to cause liver cancer, kidney cancer, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Exposure can also cause damage to the nervous and immune systems. The EPA also banning all consumer uses of perchloroethylene, or PERC, used in dry cleaning and in automotive care products. It's still allowed for industrial uses, including in aviation and defense, with strict guidelines for worker safety. The EPA is charged with ensuring that federal laws protecting human health and the environment are administered and enforced fairly, effectively, and as Congress intended. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Lisa. Just about 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, a judge allowing a Navy vet to go ahead with his defamation lawsuit against CNN. We got details behind that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Deck your halls with windows and doors from New South. We keep your home comfy and cozy and can save you hundreds a year on energy bills. Plus, every product we make and install is guaranteed for life. It's another reason to be jolly all year long. Now, through December 31st, you have one more reason to celebrate. Buy two New South windows and doors and get one free. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to get a quote.
The holidays are bigger than ever at Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, with most new machines offering 0% financing for up to 48 months to qualified buyers. All new machine purchases come with complimentary guide classes. Select used machines offer a gift with purchase. Gift cards are available and stocking stuffers are $50 or less. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewingandpensacola.com.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Moon is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough, simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Sir Paul McCartney.
Yes.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryant, Aston Price, and what a great traditional song that is.
Right. Yeah, I asked you because we, if you were listening to Pensacola Right Now this time last year, first of all, thanks for sticking around all this time.
Yeah, we do appreciate it.
But second of all, we had a discussion about, okay, well, what do you think about this song? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Apparently, it's a very love-hate song, very polarizing, which is, hey, Merriam-Webster's word of the year, polarization, huh? Anyway, the thing is,
what about brain rot?
Yeah.
That's Oxford, right?
Some people would describe this song as brain rot, perhaps. But no, but I personally, I love it. It's been criticized for being like simplistic, repetitive.
That song we just heard from Paul McCartney?
Yes.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. Very, very, very extremism on both ends there. We either love it or you hate it. I am in the former.
I guess somebody was having a bad day when they spoke badly.
Yeah, what a Grinch. Come on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hey, listen, here's what you need to do tonight. Grab the kiddies. Get the car all ready. Start up on Cervantes. Head south on Palafox. Enjoy the light show. And don't forget, the downtown trolley tour is underway. From the Polar Express to the Grinch, all the characters are coming alive in Pensacola. There are themes and fun for everyone this Christmas season, but go check out the lights. Gorgeous.
And speaking of driving around places, 655 here, looking at the roads here, nothing's going on. As for the weather, 72 degrees, going to get significantly colder tonight with about an 80% chance of shower, so it'll be a cold, rainy Tuesday evening. But as we get into tomorrow, the rain will be gone, but the cool weather will linger. High of 56, low of 39, increasingly sunny throughout your Wednesday.
I know when I lived in Denver, we'd have our snowstorms and on the freeway there, you'd always have those high-profile SUVs or like trucks, SUVs, you know, they're right. Kind of raised up there, you know. And they were so raised, they used to splash the snow all over you.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a mess. Well, the popularity of higher trucks and SUVs making streets more dangerous for pedestrians. Remember, these trucks go by there and they're covered with snow.
Well, and not only that, but if you're higher up, they're harder to see.
Absolutely. Chris Foster is all over the story.
Vehicle speed is the number one factor causing serious injury or death in pedestrian crashes. New Insurance Institute for Highway Safety Research confirms earlier studies that vehicle height is a significant factor, too, and weight of the vehicle doesn't really matter. Study says when a medium-height pickup truck hits someone, the risk of serious injury is roughly twice as high as accidents involving cars, with an average front end 13 inches lower. Pedestrian deaths were reported to be down 5% last year from an all-time high the year before. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Yeah, you do see those trucks increasingly often.
Used to see them a lot when we'd fly past the 6 freeway. The 6 freeway, by the way, goes out of Denver up to Freeway 70 up in Morrison.
Right.
If you're going up in the Rockies up in that area. And you used to see these big trucks just come flying by. And then about a quarter mile down the road, there they were down in the ditch.
Gosh.
Oh, it's fun and games in Colorado, especially in the middle of wintertime, let me tell you.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. Mentioned this before the break. A judge allowing a Navy veteran to go ahead with his defamation lawsuit against CNN. His name's Zachary Young. He accuses the news network of hurting his business by involving him in a 2021 segment about contractors who allegedly profiteered off Afghan refugees that were trying to escape the country back when U.S. forces were pulling out. This could lead to a jury trial, which... court records in Florida show is scheduled to begin next month.
Okay, a couple of items here I just want to remind you of. This weekend, of course, volunteers are working to honor service members this holiday season. Wreaths Across America is placing thousands of wreaths at headstones of vets in cemeteries across the country, including Barrancas National Cemetery right here on board NAS Pensacola. Volunteers are needed to help place the wreaths on that Saturday. And don't forget, too, in holding so far, the annual Keep the Reef Green Fire Safety Campaign, adding two red bulbs during the month-long campaign. Reefs are on display at county and fire city fire stations, including some select governmental buildings. You know the routine here. Each time firefighters respond to a residential or commercial structure fire with damage, a green light bulb is replaced with a red one to remind you dangers posed by fires in residential homes this time of year. And those space heaters, the 3-foot rule needs to go into place. From the face of that heater, 3 feet out, don't put any kind of furniture. Don't put, something you sit on the floor, like a pillow or something like that. Keep everything away 3 feet. If you do that, you're going to be okay.
Absolutely. And a pop culture note here very quickly. Jay-Z's rape accuser may file a criminal complaint against a rapper after her original civil suit alleging sexual assault. That's according to her attorney, Tony Busby. In a statement to TMZ, Busby said he's not ruling out filing those charges against Jay-Z with New York authorities. The civil suit claims Jay-Z drugged and raped a teenager along with Diddy Combs at a party in 2000. Combs remained behind. He remains behind bars in New York, and he's accused of sex trafficking, among other charges.
Okay, this Christmas, don't miss the family events downtown Palafox Holiday Market. Winterfest Christmas Parade coming up next week, or this week is Saturday, actually, right?
Yes, downtown Pensacola Christmas Parade.
Okay, and don't forget the shopping. Hey, it's a very magical experience. Go ahead, experience downtown Pensacola.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.